Something else we've been talking about, and I'm sure concerns are many people, is these tragic stories this week about bullying and bullying online, particularly the suicide of 14-year-old Hannah Smith. Her father has asked you directly, hasn't he, what you can do to make these sites more safe.
Well, it is an absolutely tragic case, and my heart goes out to the family of Hannah Smith for the way she's suffered and they're suffering today. It's not the case that there's nothing we can do just because it's online, and I think there are some steps that need to be taken. I mean, first of all, the people that run these websites have got to step up to the plate and clean up their act and show some responsibility. It's not acceptable what is allowed to happen on these sites, and it's their responsibility and those posting these hateful remarks first and foremost. The second point I make is, just because something's done online doesn't mean that it's legal. You know, if you incite hatred, if you incite violence, that's a crime, whether you do it in a television studio, on a soapbox, or online, and so those people can be chased. I think the other point I make is, look, if websites don't clean up their act, and don't sort themselves out, then we, as members of the general public, you know, have got to stop using these particular sites and boycott them. So I think there's a set of measures that can be taken. But obviously we're also looking at, as a government, at how we can help parents and children with the internet, with this whole issue of the filters that are on when you sign a new broadband account. And obviously the filters you're able to set up, you might be able to stop access to certain sites for those, you know, for particularly involved in self-harm or pornography, as I was discussing a few weeks ago.
So boycotting on behalf of parents and other people, that's what you're saying. And what about, I mean, you're a dad, you must worry about this type of bullying. What's, on a kind of personal level, what is your advice to parents and children going through this?
I worry about it a lot. I've got, obviously, a 9-year-old, 7-year-old, and soon to be 3-year-old, and I think all of us as parents are going to have to, and I say this myself, I'm going to have to spend more time talking with my children about the internet, about what's safe, about what isn't safe, about what they want to do. And frankly, I'm only just starting that because, you know, my children aren't on Facebook yet or whatever. I think we all, just as parents, a bit like, I mean, I remember my parents being quite tough on how much television I was allowed to watch. And, you know, the off button is a great regulator. I'm not encouraging people to switch off right now, of course. But, you know, we need to have those conversations we used to have about television. We need to have about the internet, and we need to have them in more depth, because of course the internet gives you access to everything. And so I think all of us as parents have got to engage more and talk more and also learn more, frankly. We, you know, because this has all happened when we've been growing up, and we're not always as expert as we'd like to think we are.